Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Rush into JCPenney to find select Juniors and Girls Arizona and Total Girl leggings for just $5. And guys, stay active with Exertion shorts for only $10. Plus, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items, or an extra 15% off with any other form of payment. 2 days to find your stride. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Prices valid 8/26 to 8/27. Coupon required. Valid 8/24 to 8/28. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon details.
We have exciting news. You can now afford to have your own freeze dryer. That's right, for the first time ever, it's possible to have a freeze dryer in your home. It was invented right here in America by Harvest Brands. With this new appliance, you can freeze dry your own food and it will last 25 years. Imagine freeze drying fruit, vegetables, meat, and your own homemade meals. It's as easy to use as a microwave. Learn more about this amazing home freeze dryer at harvestright.com. Again, that's harvestright.com.
You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Garvin, I got Kyle sitting across the table from me.
How's everybody doing?
Kyle, that music makes me just kind of want to go out and shoot a gun.
Or lift weights.
Or lift weights.
Something okay. Nonviolent, okay. Maybe constructive.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. So, hey, I want to welcome everyone. It's Friday, August 12th, 2016. And, oh my gosh, it is Kyle's birthday.
Yep.
He is 12. No. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
So have you had a good day so far?
It's been pretty good.
Good.
It's been pretty good. Hit the big 3-3.
Really?
Yep.
Gosh, you're young chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, join us every Friday night, Eastern Standard Time at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Got that backwards a little bit. If you're over on Blog Talk Radio listening to us, please jump over to PrepperBroadcasting.com so you can join into it. In our chat room, ask us questions. We are both monitoring it as we speak. If you want to call in later for maybe a question, call in at 347-202-0228. That's 347-202-228. And press 1 for your question. So have you had a good week?
It's been pretty good. I have 5 days off.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. You have the most days off I've ever seen.
I get 160 hours of vacation every year.
Okay.
So I got to use them up.
Okay.
Particularly before the holiday season.
You're always off or work out and working on your truck.
Yes.
Is that complete?
It's almost complete. I want to do a little bit more body work, do some paint, stuff like that. But it's good.
Is it EMP proof yet?
Yeah, it's good to go.
It's good to go. Yeah, that's called a death trap.
No.
Yes.
Once I put the Kevlar on the insides and I put those AR-500 steel plates on it, it's good to go.
So locally, we had a meeting last night, and, you know, Kyle's pretty involved. But last night he chose to sleep through the entire meeting.
I was tired, man. I work.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. But last night we had a great meeting. Had Bruce and Joe and myself teaching about rabbits, about chickens, and about how to make mead.
Now, I have an important question.
Okay.
I understand that rabbits can produce more meat than a chicken. But chickens lay the eggs. Now, what I'm curious about is, do the rabbits only lay the eggs around Easter? Or how do you get them to lay the eggs? And the chocolate ones with the caramel inside of them?
They're special rabbits.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a special rabbit.
Where do I get those?
Dude. You're so weird.
I try.
Dude, I don't even know how to respond to that.
No, I can tell.
So, anyway, they do reproduce, that's for sure,
yes.
Fast. And last night I tried to win. We were going kind of a little competition on which was best, either rabbits or chickens, and as I think rabbits won.
You know what I want to try, honestly? I want to try Korean barbecue rabbit. I think that would be delicious.
Mm. I think all rabbit's good. If you go to a restaurant, I tell people, if you go to a restaurant and the entree meal is $50 plus, they will have rabbit. Nicer restaurants have rabbit.
Yeah.
Plain
and duck.
And duck.
Local.
Why you got to bring duck into this?
I'd like to get duck.
Okay. Well, we're going to go through this. We do this every week. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. I know there's a ton of things out there. I would say most of them may have a little truth. But Kyle here he thinks ants are plotting to take over the world.
No, there's no
and
ants.
We just have to understand what the ants are saying and doing. But you believe a lot of conspiracy theories, right?
It's not that I believe a lot of conspiracy theories. I believe that there's truth in bits and pieces. So I try to make sure I'm aware of what's going on so I can try and extract as much plausible information out of those things. Like how many DNC members is Hillary Clinton responsible for the murders of
now? I saw that.
They just suddenly die. I mean, like, who remembers Breitbart, driving down the road, it went 100 and some miles per hour, and his engine blows out the back of the vehicle, and there was no recalls on the vehicle or anything like that. People have a tendency whenever they get around the Clintons to be disappeared.
I've seen the list. But is that Kyle's conspiracy theory of the day?
No, my conspiracy.
Oh
my
gosh!
My conspiracy of the day has got to be the earthquakes that were going off over in California in a perfect grid pattern.
So you're saying earthquakes are going off in a grid pattern?
Yes, not following traditional lines, because usually, like if you watch the USGS and other programs, you'll see them travel, and it'll be in a clockwise, counterclockwise, typically formation. These ones were actually popping off. You could put perfect squares over top of them in different magnitudes.
Really?
Yeah. So is someone trying to trigger something? I know there's been conspiracy theories out there for years about HAARP and other nations having HAARP and potentially using that to create warfare geographically.
Apparently, we're having some technical difficulties here.
You switch the gain up?
No, that's not it. It has to be on G-Man's. Well, some people can hear us and some people can't.
Yeah. Interesting.
That is interesting. I'm sure G-Man is checking it out right now. Turn it up to 11. Hey, turn that up just a tad. Okay, guys, can you hear us now? Let us know. All right. Several people can hear us. Okay, so let's go back to your grid pattern. You think something's causing that?
Oh, yeah. There's different YouTube channels, Dutch Sense, BP Earth Watch, a few other guys who will cover it, and they'll actually show these HAARP rings that will appear, and it's basically like these are target frequencies that will impact Earth. I know the technology is based off of satellites they used to use for deep Earth penetrating radar to find oil deposits, and that's how they would know where to drill offshore. okay. or onshore. But this is basically thousands and thousands of times stronger. Will permeate the earth, and they say it can actually cause with these frequencies the earthquakes. And then we just had what was I forget, was it Fiji or somewhere like that? It was like a 7.6 within the past 24.
We got a warning
yeah.
for not a tidal wave because it was in the Pacific, if it's a tsunami.
Yeah.
So, hey, I got that warning. So that is your conspiracy. So you think that who would be doing that?
It could be different. I mean, the Chinese.
And
have
why would they be doing that in America?
It might not necessarily be us doing it. I know other nations have it. So it could be, I mean, think about it. What would the economic ramifications be of a large scale earthquake, 9 point plus, hitting okay. the San Andreas?
So you think they're trying to cause one? Possibly.
Possibly.
Okay. Okay.
No.
That's very interesting, Kyle. And you're not making this up in your head.
No.
No. Okay.
The voices haven't told me anything in the past few hours.
That wasn't. Okay. So, tonight we have a very special guest. Survivor
yes,
Jane.
Survivor
and you've
Jane.
You've never met her, have you?
I've never met Survivor Jane. I remember watching her on Doomsday Preppers.
Doomsday Preppers. I remember yes. the with the red pepper where she was getting choked up and had the gas mask on.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that show.
What stands out to me was the garden.
The garden,
yes.
where it was kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Well, we have Survivor Jane. Survivor Jane, I've met her several years ago at a thing she does every year. It's called Prepper Camp. I think this is the third year. And she is one of the nicest ladies I've ever met. Especially, and she's not crazy. You know, some of the...
Oh, yeah.
Some
yeah.
of the prepper people have... She is not. She is very awesome. We are going to prepper camp this year. When I say
yeah.
right,
yeah, I'm probably not going to be there as long as you are.
Yes, I'll be there for a week or so. I will not a week.
Not a week. That was like 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I'll be. Yeah. And so we got her on tonight. We got some questions for her. We're going to interview her, and she is just incredible. And Jane, are you there?
I think I am. Can you hear me?
We didn't hear. Is she there?
I'm here. Are you here?
Yes. Okay. We can hear you now. Great.
Yay.
How are you? I like what you said when we were talking earlier, that you just kind of make things up as we go, and that's what we're doing here.
I do.
That's awesome, Jane.
You don't have an answer. You make it up, and you hope everybody believes it.
That's what Forrest has been doing for the past 4 weeks.
You know, and that's why we get along so well.
That's exactly right. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. You got that unique voice. If 1,000 people are speaking, you know which one Survivor Jane is.
Yeah, it sounds like Minnie Mouse.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
no I didn't say that. So, Jane, we met a couple years ago at Prepper Camp, and... you put on this amazing event, and we'll talk about that later. But one of the questions I have for you is, how long have you been prepping?
You know, guys, I'd like to say a long, 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 long time. Unfortunately, my husband was a Boy Scout, and so therefore he has always been in the preparedness mindset. Where I, on the other hand, was more in the shopping and the purses and the shoes mindset. And really, it didn't get down to it till about 2008.
2008, okay.
What triggered that for you in 2008?
Well, you know what? There were a lot of things that were happening, but I was the classic sheeple that wanted to live in my happy, happy, joy, little cozy existence. And just to make a long story short, I was carjacked at gunpoint, and that kind of gets your attention real fast, that things aren't like they used to be, and that I wasn't in Kansas anymore.
Wow, I'm not sure I heard that. I've heard that story before.
No.
I'll tell you how oblivious I was to what was going on around me. It was a beautiful, sunny day in Orlando, Florida. I was just coming out of a high-rise parking garage, and I do like to think of myself, guys, as being nice. You know, I try to give people, do the random act of kindness thing. And I saw two big guys running down the sidewalk, and I was just about to pull out. I could have either gone right or left. And I thought, you know, if I pull out, that's going to be pretty rude. I'm going to make these guys possibly miss an appointment or miss the bus or whatever. So I decided, as I was talking on the phone with my sisters, not really paying attention to what was going on around me, except for I was just waiting for these guys to pass. All of a sudden, I get this pounding on the side of the passenger side up at the front door and the back door. I looked over, and I see these big black guns in my windows, and they're banging on the windows. Now, I'm talking with my sister, and as sisters do, they're telling each other about what they did all day. So my sister's telling me about her nail appointment that she went to, and then she had to go drop the dog off, and then she had to. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, somebody's trying to get in my car. And she said, oh, and Macy's is having the sale on clothes. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, somebody's trying to get in my car. And she's continuing. And then after that, oh, yeah, I got to pick up my laundry later on today. And I'm thinking, it is bright daylight. People are going up and down the sidewalk. There's cars everywhere at 4:30 in the afternoon. And there's these two men that are, they're just spewing expletives. And you can just see the anger in them. And I thought, oh, my gosh, the windows are going to break any moment now. Now, anybody that's ever been in a traumatic experience will always tell you it goes slow motion. When it only probably was maybe 10 to 15 seconds at that, but it
right.
seemed like eternity, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is it. All I could think to do was to blare on the horn, and as I did that, I could hear the sirens coming up from either side. I was surrounded by police officers. Guns were drawn, and people said, you know, Jane, if you had a gun, would that have made any difference? And I said, the only difference it would have made is I would probably have shot myself in the foot because I was not trained. I didn't know how to handle one. So, no, absolutely not. That would not have happened. So that's when I went home and I got to thinking, you know, maybe there's something to this thing that Rick calls prepping.
Right.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I mean, that's a crazy story. Dang.
Yeah.
So did they arrest the gentleman or the guy?
Oh, yes. You know what happened is they had actually pistol whipped somebody at an ATM machine and robbed them at the same time and was looking for a convenience to get away. Now, the weird thing about it was I never locked my car doors when I left the parking garage. I never did because I'm that one person that you're sitting behind that they can't reach that little card swapper to get out of the garage, you know, so I had to open my car door all the time because I'd always park I'd pull up too far.
Right.
So for some reason, when I walked out to my car that day, somebody had put a little advertising card in my window, and it really, for some reason, it spooked me. So I pulled the card out, and I got in the car, and I looked in the floor mat, and I looked behind me, and I automatically locked my car door. Now, I don't ever do that. Now, if I had not have done that, who knows what would have happened. But
you know,
I always say, follow that spidey sense, that gut feeling thing that you have, because your body or your senses is telling you something is not right. Never had that happen before, but boy, I listen to it now.
You know, it's funny you say that because years back, I can remember them actually saying in the news, there are scammers out there and carjackers who will do that, where they'll put a card on your windshield or a piece of paper so that whenever you come out and they see you grabbing that, that'll be their cue to come out and try and get you, because the last thing you're probably thinking about is locking your doors.
Absolutely. And that's probably what I was thinking of, because it wasn't that I had some great car or anything. It was that somebody was around my car and I didn't like that idea.
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at PrepperNet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
Wow. Huh. That's an interesting way to get into prepping.
It is.
It is. I mean,
have you ever had a gun
pulled
on you?
Well, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. You know,
right.
There's so many different things. There's, you know, there was the money market, the crash. I went to my employer. I was losing $7,000 a month. Now, that's not a lot to some people, but that was like a fortune to me.
That's a lot of money.
Retirement.
Yeah.
And that was going to be what I was accustomed to living. And I went in to the employer and talked to HR and said, I need to pull my money out before I don't have any. And they gave me the option. I could either quit or I could get it if I died. And so I pondered that for a little while, and I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll just take the money and quit, you know. And that's where Rick and I, we did a lot of soul searching. The money, the housing market was, I mean, it was just going down the hill fast. We lived in a beautiful gated community that was a multi-family dwelling when we left. It was so strict when we moved there. You had to have your car in the garage. You couldn't have anything out in the front lawn. I mean, they were just really, really strict. When we left, there were cars all up and down the roads, up in the lawn. I mean, people couldn't pay their mortgages, so they were renting them out to multifamilies, and the crime started to increase. And I mean, so there were just so many different things that I started realizing, okay, this is not good anymore.
Right. That sounds like Charlotte.
Yeah, actually it was Orlando, but and it was the sixth as far as the crime in
right.
the nation at the time. I mean, it was not good, and
wow.
I didn't feel safe anymore.
Wow. So, and that's when y'all packed up, and I know Rick, your husband, Rick Austin, if everyone hasn't heard, I mean, everybody knows Rick Austin. In the prepping community, everyone knows Survival Jane and Rick Austin. But you and Rick, you plant a lot of gardens. He wrote a book called A Secret Garden, right?
That's correct. It's a secret garden. And it's actually a camouflage garden. I mean,
yes,
nobody would
yes.
ever know that there was a garden here.
So you guys, and you write books, he writes books. And so tell me how that is. We're two preppers that are really active in the preparedness and the prepping community. How does that work out at the house?
Well, honestly, Rick didn't set out to be a writer. He set out to get away from people as far as he can. If you'll notice, I'm the social one, and he's the intellect, if you will. He just assumed be out with his goats and his rabbits and his whatever and not even correspond with anybody. But he created this fantastic garden that when he told me about it, it was like, what? You know, to me, gardens are straight rows. You put all the corn together. You put all the carrots together. You put all the peas together. You know, everybody knows it's a garden as straight rows. And he's trying to explain this concentric circles where the tree, and then after the tree you have the berries, and then after that you have the herbs and brown cover. And I'm thinking, I don't know what in the world you're talking about. But we have just a half-acre garden, and it produces five more times than a traditional garden, and I'm here to tell you because I'm the one that has to I have to preserve all of that stuff. But people kept on asking him, well, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? Thank goodness he actually made a picture journal, if you will, And so he just decided to put it into a book form so that it's a reference that anybody could take that book and duplicate and do the same thing. There's no watering. There's no herbicides. There's no pesticides. It just, and we're in a 4 to 6 inch drought right now, and we've yet to water our garden, and it's just abundant. We have every tree that is indigenous to this area. Every berry, every nut, you know, we've got it all here.
I've seen the photos in the book, and I own his book. I haven't read his book, and you've written several books yourself. I know. Don't tell him that. I'm going to see him next month.
That's why he puts pictures in there, because people like to look at pictures and understand how to do it.
Right.
As far as me and my book, my passion is women and trying to open their eyes to that you're not really giving up, you're just planning ahead when you're doing preparedness. So I started out with showing them that, let's say that a poo hits the fan scenario, and what would you do if you didn't have any hygiene products? What would you do if you didn't have anything to brush your teeth with, to deodorize yourself, to wash your hair, to whatever? And I thought, let me get to the root of what a lot of women care about, which is their self and keeping their self presentable. So the first book that I wrote was Where There Is No Cosmetic Counter, because I don't go to the store anymore. The big department stores are like an hour away, and I don't have the funding for that anymore. I have to put everything that we have into our homestead. So I thought, how can I make these things? And I found out that the majority of the things, guys, are right in the pantry. You know, I mean, it's baking soda and it's cinnamon and just all kinds of stuff is all that you could make to paint the barn if you wanted to. Well, that book was very successful for women, but guys just couldn't wrap their heads around buying a pink book.
Yeah, so we don't think about hygiene.
I know. Well, I took the book and I changed it to Emergency Survival Hygiene. Now,
okay,
guys are proud to pick it up because it's not pink. You know, it's a survival book for hygiene. You know, so those are the one and the same with two different covers. And then the one that I'm most proud about is What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And that's what I used to always say. You know, what's going to go wrong? What's going to happen? And I actually share some of the things that have gone wrong in my life and some of the things that can go wrong. And just like my website, SurvivorJane.com, I talk about the same thing that guys talk about on their website, less the camo and the big black guns, because you know what? To me, they all look the same. I don't care what you guys say. There's either the small ones that you hold in the hand or the long ones, and then the other ones that are like a small cannon. But they're all black, and they all look the same to me.
That sounds like my one.
And I describe, you know, what these are, what these acronyms are about. And, you know, because it's confusing when you first start talking. I mean, when you first start into preparing, the first thing you hear are all of these acronyms, and you're going, oh, my God, what kind of language is this? What kind of cult is this? You know, who are these people? And then you find out that a lot of the people that are preparedness are like my husband. They're either Boy Scouts, they're sportsmen, they are marksmen, they're military, and so they talk boy talk. I do the same thing. I just talk girl talk.
That's the truth. We think guns, ammos, and maybe food. But we sure don't talk. We don't talk a lot about hygiene when we meet.
No, I mean, I did tell you about that one mascara. I'm just kidding.
But you know, guys, you are the head of the families, and when your family, if the poo hits the fan, they're going to look up to you and say, "Daddy, husband, boyfriend, sir, how am I going to wash my hair? What are we going to do to brush our teeth?" It's going to be up to you as the leader of the family to be able to, you know, along with all your food preps, all your water preps, all your protection preps, the shelter, and on and on and on, you've got to think about how you're going to take care of your family in a hygiene situation, because you understand that infection is the deadliest disease, you know, in the world. It's the number one killer.
Right. Yeah. I guess that is something we need to pay
more
attention to.
I probably do pay more attention to it because I'm into a lot of like natural dental stuff. And then
that's right.
We use like coconut oil, like organic cold pressed coconut oil for nearly everything. So we make toothpaste out of it. My wife uses moisturizers.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're definitely into that.
And that's what I say, that most of this stuff is stuff that you would find in your pantry.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've noticed your website is completely for women, which is awesome. And I guess, I mean, some of the things you talk about on there are not, would not be considered manly. But there's got to be some value there to both men and women, correct?
Well, honestly, to tell you the truth, I was shocked at how big of an audience of men that I have. And it's because of the fact that some men, when they're first starting out in preparedness, some of you manly guys, your websites are a little bit too big boyish, and they don't understand what the heck you're talking about either. So they have found that by me talking in a more conversational tone about different things and preparing, that they actually learn better by listening to the way I describe it, or they have come to my website to learn so that they could talk to their wives, to their mothers, to their grandmothers, to their aunts, to their, you know, the ladies in their family. They can talk a little bit different because, guys, you and I, you know, you and men and women, we speak a different language. We just do. And here you talk prepping you, and you guys are decked out in your camo with your BR 54982s on with the Kevlar something wrap hat. And, that, you know, I don't understand all that stuff, but it sounds really cool. But I have to spend more time going in and researching what the heck you just said than just saying, oh, it's just a shield that you put in your vest, you know, oh, or it's just a wrapping that comes over a coating over a hat. You know, I just talk like you and I talk, people.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay?
I know the women really enjoy your classes at Prepper Camp. Hey, we're going to take about a minute and a half break, and we'll be right back with Survivor Jane.
TheWonderMill.com, the best grain mills on the market, with the ability to mill several items that many grain mills will not. There are two grain mills to choose from, the Wondermill Electric. It's fast and gives you a vast variety of items it can grind. The Wonder Junior Hand Grain Mill can grind a wide variety of things that even some of the most expensive hand grain mills cannot, including oily grains, nuts, and seeds. Learn more about the most resourceful tool that you may ever own. See all the exciting things that Wondermill can do for you and what you eat at thewondermill.com.
Hey, I'm Joe Alton, MD. I'm here to remind you that disasters can happen anytime, anywhere, and you need to know what to do in an emergency. The new 2016 third edition of the Survival Medicine Handbook is the essential guide for when medical help is not on the way. The Survival Medicine Handbook covers every issue you'll face in times of trouble, and it's all in plain English. Get the Survival Medicine Handbook at Amazon.com. I guarantee one day you'll be glad you did.
Prepper's Asylum is the premier preparedness outfitter. They carry in stock and ship direct the products you're looking for. MREs, freeze-dried food, Kelly kettles, water filtrates, first aid and trauma kits, stoves, personal protection, self-defense supplies, and more. Prepper's Asylum are people just like you and I. Find what you're looking for and use promo code PBN at checkout to receive 10% off. That's promo code PBN for 10% off at preppersasylum.com.
Great, thanks. Hey, we're here with Survivor Jane of survivorjane.com. Almost everyone in the prepping industry, the world preparedness, knows who she is. And Jane, again, thank you for coming on. You know how much I appreciate you doing this for me.
And you know what? It's my pleasure. I love to see people. That's what my passion is education. All it is education. And when somebody wants to help educate people, I am all about it. I'm there.
Well, speaking of education, you sure gave me an education. A couple years ago, I was at Prepper Camp, and I was in your class. And, you know, at home, I've got boxes and boxes of toilet paper that that I've been preparing and saving. And you taught us we didn't need toilet paper. I'll never forget that.
You know what? People have to think out of the box, guys. You know, I mean, it's like whatever you have is going to run out. So redundancy, you know, you have to think, okay, redundancy. Now, to me, when I did research, redundancy for toilet paper were plants and leaves. It's like, I don't think so. My luck, I'd be the one that picked the poison ivy or the poison oak or sumac. It's like, no, I am not even going to take that chance. So I was out in my greenhouse, and I'm spraying with a little garden sprayer, just 1 gallon sprayer, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, hey, I'm wondering. So I took it in the bathroom, and I proceeded to spray the majority of the bathroom with it. It's like, well, that didn't work. So I cut off about 4 or 5 inches of the wand of the sprayer, went back in the bathroom. I ended up spraying the back of the toilet this time. It was like, okay, there's got to be something that I can do. So what I did was I just melted the wand into a U-shape that was anatomically correct for both the man and the woman. And we've been using it ever since. It's an $8 Walmart little garden sprayer that was modified, but it's got a fine little mist for the ladies and a full-on power blaster for the guys. And you know what? You can use that. You can hook it on a D-ring to your bug-out bag, put a little bottle of water in it, and you're good to go for a long time because it just doesn't take that much. And, I mean, I call it my tiny hydrant, to tell you the truth, but it's just a survival bidet. And
that was awesome.
Toilet paper.
I mean, so we get pretty intimate at Prepper Camp, as you can see. That was that's pretty awesome.
It's funny though, because I actually have a coworker of mine who's from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and he actually gripes about it all the time about cleanliness in America and how he can't stand that we use toilet paper because he says over there, it's always bidets and stuff like that, and like they feel like they're much cleaner versus us just using that. So
it's like going out, and I'm going to talk boy talk for a minute. It's like going out in the front yard and spraying down the dog poop that, you know, the neighbor dog just came through. I mean, it's just like you're cleaning yourself up with some water. It's clean. You don't have anything on you. You don't have anything, you know, I mean, you can just do your business, clean yourself up, and be gone.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'll never forget that class. I learned a lot in your class there. So, speaking of Prepper Camp, last year I went to Prepper. I think last year I took almost 80 people from the surrounding area in Charlotte, and we had a blast.
Huge group.
Tell us how it got started, and tell us kind of like what the purpose of it is.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick and I did the speaking circuit, which is going around to all of these different expos and shows and what have you, which I will say it's good. It's good to go out and see what's out there. But the problem is for us, and I'm only speaking personally, is that it was so commercial and not as much education. I mean, they would pack a convention hall. It was 5,000 people that were fanny to fanny. You couldn't get up to a vendor table to ask how you even use a product. And our last one was in Denver, Colorado, where we actually saw vendors almost. They didn't, but they were pretty close to getting into fisticuffs. And I thought, you know what? These are not preppers, because if they were preppers, they would understand how to work with people and how to work through situations.
Right.
And
right.
Our goal is not about money is not our motivator. Our motivator is education. So we decided, let's create something that we would be proud to go to that focuses on education. And so Prepper Camp just kind of was born out of a necessity for us to educate and not just go because there was a large group of people. We actually limit the number of tickets that we sell, and because we want to assure that everybody has a place to sit, everybody has room to move around, everybody has access to go and speak with the speakers or the vendors to learn how to do things. And it's unbelievable because we don't advertise. It's just kind of, it's word of mouth, and we just don't have any negative, you know, it's just, we've been blessed. That's what I have to say.
Well, you know, what's so great about it, one of the things I really like about it is, you go, when you go out there and camp, you know, real preppers camp, they don't go stay in a bed and breakfast. That's a nudge to Joe Face, which is on the chat, but him and his wife stayed in a bed and breakfast. And then, but you get to be out there. Once the teacher is finished teaching, or the instructor, you can walk around with them and talk to them, get to know them, ask them questions, bring your gear and say, hey, this is what I got. What do you think? It is a one-on-one, even though it's a lecture type, you know, classes, you get to meet them, you know, everyone there. And the networking is unbelievable. The instructions, the classes, the things you learn. It is, I mean, I don't understand why it doesn't sell out the first day. It's like a prepper.
You know, we have to be really, really cautious, you know, that we're kind of, because it pays for itself. This is not a money maker for us. It's a mission of love for us. The speakers come, and it's a mission of love for them also. You know, this is not all about, when somebody calls and says, well, how much am I going to get paid? You know, unfortunately, we don't get paid. We're not in it for the money. We are in it so that people like yourself, and the people that have come will go back, and they come from all over the country. This isn't just a local event. This is a countrywide where they travel. They make an investment, and it gives them the opportunity to practice their prep, practice actually being out and under the sky, I mean, under the stars, rain or shine, windy or cold. You know, it's going to go, because that's what preparedness is all about. Preparedness is not going to be a bright, sunny day. You know, it's not going to be a perfect world. It's going to be a very scary time. It's going to be a very stressful time. And yet, when you put 1,000 people in a small little campground that they're able to move around and sit and meet other people from, you know, like I said, all over the country. I love going out to a group of people and saying, hey, where are you guys from? And hearing, they don't even know each other. You know, they are just sitting down to meet each other, and it's just a good feeling.
Right. It was, now I do remember the first year, I think both nights, it rained cats and dogs in the middle of the night, which it tests my tent, you know, and how I put the tent. I mean, it rained. You remember that?
I do remember that, and I also remember how somebody's tent, they were the first time they'd ever camped before, and the water filled their little canopy, and it busted, and they didn't know how to put it back up. And all of these people came together and helped them put their stuff back together. And we got an email from them saying, we have never, ever been in a situation where there were so many people that were willing to help each other and do for each other. And everybody was smiling. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody is just, you know, the energy level is just really, really incredibly high.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I look forward to it every year. This year, if my calculations are right, the Carolina Prepper Network will have over 150 people. So that's how many have told me that they're going. And that's from different locations in North and South Carolina that we have. But so we are definitely looking forward to going. And you said about the money thing, because you had early reservations, which you could buy your ticket, and it was cheap. And of course, it goes up over time, just like all events. But you know, I sit back one day and did the calculations, and there is no way you guys are making a lot of money on this, because if you take in the media you do, the TVs, the sound systems, the tents, renting, I mean, there And so you can tell when you're there that it's done for the love and for the education of teaching people. And I appreciate that. And I know the other preppers that go there, because you're right. When you go to these big prepper conferences, you know, that they have, it's in a convention center and all they want you to do is buy things. But they do have, you know, a 30-minute class on how to use their product. But Prepper Camp is totally different. I mean,
absolutely.
Some of the classes.
When we find out, and we actually vet the people. We want to know what it is you're talking about. We want to know your experience. We want to know your references. We want to know, because we have made the mistake, and we have had a couple of the speakers that, unbeknownst to us, their talk is what they said that they were going to talk about actually turned into an infomercial. Unfortunately, they have not been invited back, nor will they be invited back, because that's not education. That's by this. Rick and I, our mindset is, if a person has learned something and they understand now how to use something, they'll buy it. Take the Sun Oven guy. I mean, he had a great class. He explained it. He sold out just about all of his Sun Ovens in a matter of, I think, the first day. Now,
right.
Those are not
yep.
cheap. Those are like $300. He actually had to borrow back three of them just to demonstrate with them. People will buy, but they don't want to be pushed upon them, and we don't want that either. We want you to understand why you're buying that Sun Oven, what you're going to do with it, and how you're going to use it. Same goes for all the classes. We have 64 classes. That's 8 classes, 8 hours a day. You know, people can't grasp that, but my husband, you know, I have watched him sit there, and he's just like a master at finagling who needs PowerPoint, who doesn't, how does, you know, and how he sets this stuff up. And I have to say, he's the brainchild of it. I mean, he is the one. Sure, I can do the social stuff. I can work with the food vendors or the merchandising vendors, but he is the one that actually has pulled this puppy together.
Yeah, it's always fun. I always enjoy, too, even though your keynote speaker, we actually had in Charlotte just last month. We
right.
had almost 100 people to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may know who he is. Wim Fortune, One Second After, one of the top-selling prepping books. You know what? There were many people at our meeting. I asked the question, how many people are here because of that book? And there was at least 12 or 13 people that raised their hand. That was the first book that got them turned on. But he's always awesome to listen to. And you got some other great people that are going to be there this year. You mind sharing some of the names?
You know what? Honestly, I have to cheat and go on the website. So I just say go to www.preppercamp.com. It's got all the photographs of who they are, you know, all the descriptions. Now, we don't have the schedule up because there's always those logistical problems or what have you. So probably 2 weeks before the camp we're talking about the 16th, maybe, you know, the first week in September we'll have the schedule out. But right now you'll actually get to see who the speakers are and what they're going to be speaking on. And what I love about the morning of registration is it's like, it really is like summer camp. When people come through registration, they've got their schedules, they've got it marked off, where they're going to go, when they're going to, who they're going to see, what their next class is, when they're going to eat lunch. I mean, it's just like these people make an investment, and they are so excited to come and hear these people. And it, like I said, it does our hearts good to see, you know, the excitement.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, because I've met many people there. Kyle, you didn't go. That's why you're probably
no. But I mean, one of the people I do want to meet.
Yeah, he hasn't been. So,
but I'm going to be excited to meet Alan Kay.
Alan Kay is going to be there. Yes, the winner of Alone
first season.
Yes, he is. And I'll tell you what, that guy is. What you see is what you get with him. He is just a good old boy. I mean, he's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, when I stood up to him, I think my nose went to his belly button, you know. I mean, he's just a big old towering guy, but he's just soft-spoken. And he taught me one thing that I just thought was fascinating. And he said, it's not self-defense. It's actually violence. I mean, if you're saying self-defense, that's, help me. No, you've got to be in that, I'm going to get you and I'm going to tear you apart mindset. And I thought, yeah, Yeah, that's what it is.
That's awesome.
You know, anybody can put their hands up and say, oh, that's defensive. You have got to have that mindset. You are going to go. And so I thought, wow, you know, this guy is awesome. And I didn't get to hear him talk, unfortunately, when I went to an event that he was at, because I was speaking at the same time. But it's like, I want him to come and talk, and I want him to talk about exactly what he said. So I highly suggest everybody go and listen to him if you can.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go to that one.
There's lots and lots and lots of exciting people on there. I don't want to highlight, you know, just one, because there's just too many that are just awesome.
Right. I'm going to highlight one more, if you don't mind, because he's going to be, I think, on next week's show. It's Skinny Medic.
He's just a doll. He's a doll. And you know what? I'll tell you right now about Skinny Medic. What you see is what you get. I mean, he has dealt with injuries. So when he's talking about gunshot wounds, he's talking about first responder, being the first responder, he gave us a class, just a personal class, and it just opened my eyes to, you know, I didn't realize how many liters of blood you have, how fast that can spurt. If you have a main artery that was severed, I mean, this guy, he's not about selling stuff. He's about education, and he's got some things that you can use to, armband thing,
Israeli ace.
But he's telling you that those are the things that you need to have with you.
Right.
And I mean, he tells it like it is, and he is the real deal.
He is the real deal, and I do, you know, he has a tent where he sells some of his some products he's put together. And when I was shopping, looking at his tent, it's almost like he does you a favor, because he puts things together that you would never think about putting together. He organizes it, and, you know, I'm sure he makes some money, but it's almost like when I was buying stuff, I'm like, well, thanks for doing this for me, because it was, and his class was amazing, as well. And they all are. And so can people still get tickets for that?
You can still pay. Tickets are going to be sold until August 31st at midnight, then no more. You know, that's enough, and that's it. Like I said, it's not about numbers for us. People say, golly, you can probably cram in another 2,000 or 3,000 people here. And you know what? We could, but that's exactly what would happen. They would be crammed. And, you know, that's not what we're all about.
And so they can buy them on preppercamp.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
And do you know if there's any camping spots left?
You know what? I think all the camping spots are gone now.
Yeah.
So for Joe, it's going to be that B&B again.
Right. That's Joe. You've met Joe, but that's at preppercamp.com. You still got tickets available. It's worth the money, without a doubt. And Kyle's going to come. I think he's going to come for the day. He thinks he's too important to leave his family. I don't know what the deal is.
No, it's called work. I'm trying to just
You know what?
There.
That's one thing, gentlemen. It is a family affair. There's just
yes.
So nice to be able to see the vendors and see their children. Just kind of corresponding. And you know that they're going to be okay, because everybody kind of keeps an eye on everybody. You're going to find Dutch oven cooking. You're going to find butchering, you're going to find archery, and you get to actually do this stuff. It's not just sitting there watching somebody. You can actually participate and learn how to do these things.
Right. Well, Jane, thank you so much for being on. Can you tell us, like, how people can follow you, connect with you, and purchase your books, and
absolutely.
Give us a whole
thank
rundown.
You so much for having me on here, both of you, and happy birthday, Kyle. Everything
thank
that you,
you
need to know about me and then some could be found at www.survivorjane.com.
And we didn't even talk about you being – we'll have to have you back on maybe after Prepper Camp. I'd love for you to come back on, because I have questions about the Doomsday Preppers and,
sure.
and shows that you've been on, and we didn't even get a chance to even get into that.
Well,
so
I
would you be willing
I would
to come
be
back
more
on with
than
us?
Happy. I'd be honored to come back. Absolutely. Well, count me in.
Well, great. That's Survivor Jane at SurvivorJane.com. You can also go to PrepperCamp.com. Is it Preppers? Yeah, PrepperCamp.com.
Yes, Prepper Camp.
Get your tickets. That's in Saluda, North Carolina. And I'll be there. Kyle will be there. I have a whole group of people, so go out and get a ticket. I promise you it would be one of the best weekends you ever had. So, Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I hope that everybody will come up. I am a hugger, and I would love to hug your neck and see you eye to eye and just say hey. And thank you for all the support that you've given us. We appreciate it.
Hey, do not go up and hug Rick, though. That won't work so well.
He's not warm and squishy like me.
He is not a hugger like Jane is. So that's funny. So thank you so much, and we will chat with you later, Jane. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was great. Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I mean some of the people I've met over the seasons. And I'll get to see him again.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be, we're supposed to have 150 people from the Carolina Preppers Network.
That's pretty good.
Now, some of them I've never met. I mean, some of them are from the Raleigh.
Yeah.
I know Myrtle Beach area, Greensboro. I mean, so some of these people I've never met, but they are, it's going to be, we're all going to camp together. So we'll be, they'll rope it off just for the Carolina Prepper Network. So if you make your reservations when you call the campground, because you got to buy a ticket. Oh, well, there's no more camping spots. So I'm not sure how they're going to do that. So, but if you're listening and already got your camp spot, then you're going to make sure you're telling you with the Carolina Preppers Network. So that'll be awesome. And then don't hug Rick. Rick Jane is a hugger. I mean, I remember the first time I met her and I introduced myself, she hugged me, and I'm like, it was pretty awesome.
I learned, like, you're not to smell you, kind of.
Yeah.
It's nice to struggle through that.
So, Kyle, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
You've had a good day?
I've had a great day. I'm happy I was able to do this tonight. Lauren kind of looked at me like I was crazy, like, you're still going to do that tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, what else am I going to do?
It's dedication.
It is dedication.
It's dedication. So, also next week, Skinny Medic, which is going to be at Prepper Camp. That was, gosh, I hate to say this, but that was one of my favorite classes because it was so good. But, I mean, he literally showed you, okay, if you got shot in the leg, here's what you do. If you get shot in the thigh, here's what you do. If you get shot in the stomach, here's what you do. And he went through all the body parts, kind of, and to tell you and show you what to do, and he demonstrated it.
Yeah.
And you're like, some of it's simple. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I just learned a whole bunch from that.
Duct tape. Solder it off.
Duct tape is amazing.
Yeah.
But you don't want to duct tape a bullet wound.
Yeah. That's probably one of, like, my biggest fears is getting hit in an artery or something like that.
And that's the best. The worst is just getting hit in the shoulder and then not.
No. Well, you hope they use lead-free ammo.
Do we go from talking about women's hygiene, men's hygiene, to getting shot in the shoulder?
Yeah.
That's
men don't have the greatest hygiene.
You know, I do have soaps and shampoos put back.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I don't think about it. It's not something I have in my planning book, more shampoo.
Yeah.
Or how to make soap.
We've done it. Like I like to try and stock up on that Castile soap.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's great stuff just in general for hair, body, whatever. And then, of course, I make a lot of my own stuff, like laundry and stuff like that. So it's really easy to make. But
yeah, I don't know how to make any of that. So, and nor does my wife. So we need people with us when the grid goes down, when the crap hits the fan, to make sure we're properly taken care of. Hey, we just got the 2-minute warning from G-Man.
2 minutes.
Hey, everyone, please visit our website. It's preppingacademy.com. Preppingacademy.com. We are doing a huge giveaway. The information's on the site.
Yes.
But you sign up for our mailing list, you're automatically entered into the contest. There's videos getting, and I've shot a few videos. We're getting ready to put them up. Some are being edited. And you can listen to all our old podcasts there. But that is preppingacademy.com. That is preppingacademy.com. Please go register for our free giveaway. There's a bunch of prizes. You can also from there see how to join us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, my book, his book, whatever, everything. It's all there. Again, that's preppingacademy.com. Dude, that was a good show. It's a better show when I don't talk.
Yes, it is.
Thanks. Let Jane do all the talking for us. But, hey, guys, we really appreciate you guys listening to us. Again, prepperacademy.com. Join us next week. We have Skinny Medic, and he's going to be awesome. And also go make sure you visit SurvivorJane.com and PrepperCamp.com. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next week. We don't really see you.
Well, no.
Chat.
They'll see us.
Take care, guys. Later.
Bye.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.